Obviously, I'm not satisfied with the outcome of the game. But again, I thought there was a lot of positives in the football game, things we got to work on and build from. And, you know, we got to go back to work. Obviously, defensively, the thing is, you know, with the younger guys in there, we have a couple of busted plays. But I thought the first group, we got to get after, we got to tackle, we got to keep tackling, we'll keep working on tackling. First real exposure to tackling out here today, and we got to keep working hard at that. And I think offensively, you know, the main thing is when, you know, Jason had the two big turnovers, which were huge, and you can't turn the ball over like that. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he kept coming. He played, he got away, he got over the first one and came back and had good plays, but then he had the second one and came back again. We just got to keep working. And I thought at the end there, Matt Scott, I thought, handled himself pretty well. All of our backs got a good opportunity to run and play tonight. And, you know, we had that the line, I thought, for the most part, did a pretty good job without some of our starting players in there. So I was pleased with them today. And but, you know, obviously the first week, first preseason game, we got a lot to still work on and get back to work and get ready for our season. So we got a little more time before the next game. So a chance really to dissect this and break it down and guys to learn from this a lot. In the kicking game, you know, we let the, you know, we let the return get out on us, and we can't do that. So we got some work to do. It's good. But, you know, open field football for the first time gets everybody's attention.
You know, your first team offense is kind of probably what you wanted, in, out, pretty crisp. That's probably what you're looking for.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought today in general, without having, but I think the one procedure penalty was pretty good. And, you know, backed up today right away, right for the first drive. Big new speaker they got out there that's you can't hear anything until you get down on the play clock and break the huddle. So, you know, you really have to focus in. So with rookie, new guy, that was tough on the offensive line to begin with. So
did you ever consider just not playing Andy because the offensive line was kind of patchwork? Just give him the week off?
Sound like my boss.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to, you know, I thought Hugh did a good job of putting the plan together. And obviously with Tamba and Hall, you got two great rushers over there. And so, you know, it was huge. So we had to put a good plan together, and I thought the guys went out and executed pretty well.
But one series was pretty easy to pull off.
Well, I mean, we went and did what we, you know, we wanted to drive the ball down, and he was able to get the you know, drive the ball down and handle the situations, and, you know, it was good.
I guess in the first preseason game, you always expect some sloppiness with a lot of new pieces there, but was it maybe more than you would have liked?
Well, there were too many, you know, obviously the big explosive plays, the two turnovers, with the return for a touchdown. Now we had some on our side, which were good too, so those are good things. And but, you know, again, the thing is, you want to minimize those kind of errors. We expect everybody to play the same standard all the time. We don't want to relax the standard based on ever who's ever in the football game. And, you know, if guys can't handle it, we got to move them on. And that's the thing about, you know, the preseason games. If guys can't handle being here with us, they're going to have to move on, and we'll get the next guy in there.
Trey had a looked like he should have had the tackle on the punt, comes back and gets the pick six.
Well, you know, he did a good job releasing as the gunner, and then, he fell off the tackle. But, you know, the gunners are going to make that guy juke and move. That's their job all the time. And because they're usually getting double-teamed, they did a nice job of beating it over the top, and they like to get him down. And but there's a lot of people that got to make that play. Well, he did a nice play on the overthrow, and I could have caught that one. I think I could have caught that one. But, I mean, he was in the right spot, and we had, you know, quarterback couldn't see, and he let the ball go and threw right to him. Nice job returning it for a touchdown, though. That's a good thing.
Your running game as a whole was pretty solid tonight. Jeremy and Ben Jarvis both had a lot of nice runs.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job, you know, beginning with Gio and then Ben Jarvis. I thought Rex had a couple of nice runs, and obviously Sed did. I thought all the backs did a nice job there.